Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Eddie Lorton joins us. He's running against Devin Reese for the Reno City Council. He's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome to the program for the first time Eddie Lorton. He's a businessman, and he's running against Devin Reese for the at-large city council seat on the Reno City Council. Yes, pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Nice having me. Thank you.
You know, one of the raps against you is that you're a Danny Tarkanian type figure, that you keep running for office but not winning. What do you say to people who say things like that about you?
Well, you know, it depends on your demographic too. You know, as people know, mainly in Reno, it's a Democrat region mainly. And so the thing is I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican, I want to run where I'm the most needed. And Reno's the most screwed up, so if I'm going to run, it's going to be where I'm the most needed. I don't need a job. I do it because I care about the people, and I want to see our city turn around. It's not the same place it was before. When I was younger, I've been here my whole life. And as you know, my one competitor, Devin Reese, he's lost as well, and quite handily. So, I mean, it doesn't matter how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get back up. So while we're pointing things out, I hope that people consider that as well.
You say Reno's screwed up. In what ways do you consider Reno to be screwed up?
Well, you know, I had a 2022 plan I published like 2 years ago. And it's funny, this city council within the last 2 months implemented each thing on my plan in order. We need infill development. It's a quicker way to develop. We have all the infrastructure in place. Secondly, sell off city-owned pieces of property. I'm a real estate expert. I wrote this city a property disposal program with policies probably 3 or 4 years ago, found 150 more pieces than the city even knew they owned. Talk about the incompetence. These pieces of property could be sold off, and then it could pay down the debt and all these things, so when they do projects, they don't have to charge the citizens and raise your taxes, stuff like that, and do assessments on their real estate. So, and then we just started off that a couple weeks ago to where they sold a piece of property at a $200,000 discount. Remember that, Sam?
Mm-hmm.
So how's that make you feel when they want to raise seniors' fees and citizens' taxes? Because, you know, they do a lot of giveaways when it comes to, like, giving the ballpark $1 million a year. Okay, that's a subsidy. Plus, they ended up bailing out the Reno Gazette Journal building. We needed a police station forever. I also mentioned that on my plan. But I would have used a city-owned piece of property that would have been free instead of taking one off the tax rolls, wasting $7 million on that piece. And then at budget time, when the rubber hits the road, they want to charge seniors and citizens more money. So that's when the rubber hits the road, is when it's budget time after they've done all the giveaways each year. So that needs to stop. And last but not least, the county is responsible for social issues. They get all the federal funding to place and pay for the homeless shelter, and the city of Reno is in at $36 million. And no one's quite doing their part, and it's became an issue in our city. So that's where they're really screwed up. If they had taken care of this years ago when I first ran, we wouldn't be in the position we're in today.
All right, so when you say the city of Reno is screwed up, you're talking about fiscally rather than the city of Reno as an entity not being a good place to live, not being a place where businesses want to come, because we're seeing an incredible boom at this time.
We are.
And one of the things that I always like to point out, for example, with a president, mm-hmm. is a president gets to take the praise when the economy is good and gets to take the heat when the economy is bad, whether they are literally responsible for it at that time or not.
Well, the thing is, you know, everything goes to politics, doesn't it? And that's the unfortunate part, like with this coronavirus outbreak. I love Reno, but the thing is people, first off, need to not panic. Leaders need to calm people down. Right now, there wasn't a toilet paper shortage until people. So everybody's panicking, scrambling, all these things. And as a matter of fact, one of my opponents claimed they're going to put their candidacy on hold right now on running so they can help people. Well, I do that before there's an emergency, so I'm still going to be running hard. So you shouldn't politicize these certain things like this or the economy, things like that. I mean, look, we're at a downturn if people don't calm down.
Fair enough. I'm going to play devil's advocate here mm-hmm. and say, you know, you're doing exactly the same thing. You're politicizing the fact that he's saying that he's not going to continue campaigning, and you're politicizing it by saying that you're going to keep on campaigning.
Well, calling him out. Calling someone out is different than politicizing something. I'm still going to run.
I think that's semantics.
I'm still going to shake your hand. And I'm still going to go the places I go to. I mean, look at it. Look at the demographic right now. There's 300 million people in the United States. 68 deaths, only 3,700 cases. The flu's way worse. They have an immunization for the flu, and people don't get it, and people are panicked. So I hope people calm down, and we can calm them down and just live your life every day, run hard, do the things you do, and hopefully...
I'm not going to disagree with you on that. I mean, we've talked about this on this program here over the last week or so, is that definitely people need to calm down, people need to be responsible, they don't need to have a year's worth of supply of food and toilet paper, mm-hmm. And, you know, that will help calm down this crisis that we've had. That was entirely created by the people themselves, not by an actual shortage of goods.
Correct.
But let's get back to your race and your issues.
Great.
You know, Reno, I mean, I've lived in Reno since 1978, so mm-hmm. I'm an almost local at this point, I would say.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is the boom of 1978 times 1,000.
Yes.
We have more people coming here. We have more businesses coming here. Mm-hmm. The infill that you describe mm-hmm. is occurring. You're seeing companies taking advantage of government programs to be able to take over Harrah's Reno, for example,
yes.
and redo that property. Mm-hmm. The same company is building another hotel not too far away on Court Street. You have other companies coming in looking to take over the bowling stadium and build on the old RTC site there. Then you have Tahoe Reno Industrial Center and all the benefits that's bringing to Reno because of that. So when you look at Reno, you know, it seems to me hard to say that we are in a bad situation. There may be some areas, but in terms of attracting businesses, which mm-hmm. is what we wanted, and good paying jobs, mm-hmm. it seems like Reno is booming.
Well, it is, and this is why. We can thank Don Roger Norman for that at USA Parkway, for one. Had nothing to do with
Reno. We have done
Reno.
That many times on this program.
Okay, and it had nothing to do with Reno. We're a byproduct of that, and I love Reno. It's a great place. But where we have our problems are mismanagement of funds. Okay, I'm a business analyst. You prioritize budgets. I'm going to open close fire stations for public safety before I'm going to rent beach whales and things like this. So we need to prioritize our budgets and then go from there. To where also, Reno, you know how many times they've been sued lately and we lost multi-millions of dollars from being sued from the incompetence? So it's things like this, it could be tightened up. And I know how to identify a problem, let alone fix one, so we can work for the people and do the best job possible. I mean, I forgot more about Reno politics than my opponents know. I've been involved for a long time. I had to be there to protect my investments. And now this is my way of giving back to my community. I'm not happy with what's happened. And now you can't complain if you don't get involved. And this is why I do what I do. I mean, it's been a big cause for me in your family life and all kinds of different things, because you actually care. So you can't complain if you don't do something. And now already at the voter registrars, we're trying to straighten it out, because now on the ballot, they're trying to put me as George Lorton. So now I got to straighten out as George parentheses Eddie Lorton. And there, so we got a big battle going on there. I mean, any way they can try to do different things. And that was from a previous guy that ran for the assessor's office, where he had a bad background and he used his nickname for other reasons so people couldn't identify him. And now it's an issue for people, but we're going to get that straightened out to move on so we can make Reno a better place, because overall this is about the citizens and their needs. So it doesn't matter what people think. If you're running for office, it's representing them instead of special interest groups, casinos, developers. Yes, it's great. We all have to work in unison. But first off, most of all, we got to represent the people. That's what it's about.
All right. So, you know, governing means that you have to have at least three other votes to go along with you to be able to get things accomplished. Do you have those relationships on the current city council to be able to get things done?
Yes, I do. And I don't want to name names at this point in time, because, you know, certain things I do, like when I did my announcement a few weeks ago, I mentioned public safety, people getting killed in sidewalks. 4 days later, they wrote 120 tickets. So there's certain things I'm going to just keep my powder dry, so to speak, right now. But I have some votes. And notice how these other ones aren't going unencumbered right now at this point in time. Naomi Jordan has four or five people running against her. There's a reason for that. So I think there's going to be a change on the council. I'm already close with a few of them. And so we're going to wait and see after the election. And I think the votes will be there and we can make Reno a better place. So I can hardly wait for the next election.
All right, let's take a break. We'll have more with Eddie Lorton when we come back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Eddie Lorton. He's a businessman, and he's running for the at-large seat, currently held by Devin Reis.
And he was appointed, by the way.
He was appointed, and he's running for re-election. He was on the program a week or so ago. If people want to search for his name on the website, they will be able to find and be able to compare this interview with his interview. You talk about improving our roads. When you're talking about improving our roads, are you talking about within the city of Reno, or are you talking about region-wide? Because there's concern with the RTC that the public is going to be forced to bear, local public is going to be forced to bear the cost for expanding I-80 and for other improvements because of the growth that we've seen.
Yes.
Your thoughts on that?
Okay, my thoughts are this, and this is where experience and season comes in. When you ended up on the NRS, people voted for a long time ago on increasing gas taxes. See, I see things differently. I'm a business perspective. To where they ended up, those fees, it's equal like over a dollar a gallon now. Every time they've raised your gas tax a nickel a gallon, it's over a dollar. So all those fees were supposed to when you voted on
now
that.
Hang on 1 second. Mm-hmm. Let's just clear this up right away.
Yeah.
So the RTC is about 30-odd cents. Per gallon. Are you adding in the federal and regional taxes on top of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right,
so,
go ahead.
Anyway, that when we ended up voting on that years ago, it was supposed to be for road repair and maintenance. But then, through the buddy system, and nobody ended up being able to see this or call it out, they morphed it into the mega projects like the Southeast Connector and the Northeast Connector. So the cities in the smaller areas and regions like Reno, Sparks, all these things, we're getting shortchanged now because that money goes towards the bigger projects instead of road repair and maintenance, what it was voted on. So I'd be looking into those things, plus maybe have a strong discussion with the county over the homeless issues.
All right, well, hang on. Let's deal with one thing at a time.
Okay.
You're starting about
big
issues.
Sorry, I got a lot.
No, and that's fine. For example, with these road projects, if you didn't have the Southeast Connector, especially down the road, you'd be looking at some serious problems with people getting from one side of the valley to the other side of the valley.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when I look at these major road projects, I think those were good things. If we didn't have the courage of our convictions to be able to go ahead and build these things, like, for example, the McCarran Loop that goes around the city, there were lots of fighting against that in its day, and thank goodness that finally occurred and we had a complete loop system around the city.
Yep.
Otherwise, we'd be up the creek.
Well, some agree and some don't with you. Okay. Hang on.
Okay. You're talking about McCarran or you're talking about other projects?
Southeast Connector. Some people don't agree with it and some people do. If you agree, that's your right to agree, and some people don't.
But one of your concerns is about growth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm playing devil's advocate here, but I mean, one of your concerns is that we have this tremendous growth going on and how are we addressing it? Well, things like the Southeast Connector, organizations like the RTC, the airport, and other large organizations have to look 30 years into the future to see, what kind of planning we need to put projects forward. So it makes me hard to understand how you could be against that kind of future planning. Yes, there are always going to be things that need to be done, but if you don't get those major projects done, then you're going to come to zero in terms of growth.
So now this is what I have to say. So do you think it's right to present something to the public that they vote on and that money is spent elsewhere? Do you think that's right?
Well, obviously the way the law is written, the funding was allowed to be appropriated for these projects.
Well, but it's still wrong.
And
that's what litigation is for. Okay, so people need to really look at it because sometimes.
But most of the litigation over the Southeast Connector, it seems to me, were people protecting their homes and the value of their homes and an incredibly long battle over land issues and soil mitigations
flood,
and things like that.
And our only flood basin in the whole area was right there and it ran right through the middle of it as well.
But apparently the engineers mitigated that.
Well, and when you mitigate, that means force it into neighborhoods. So I know a lot about mitigation and what that means. Okay, if you mitigate it, that means you shove it off elsewhere. Okay.
So what you're saying then, for example, you have a huge project in South Reno, 5,000 homes.
Yeah.
It's in an area that will flood. But the engineers say that they have mitigated the situation and they feel confident to go forward with this project. Are you against projects like that? If the engineers say it's okay, that's not going to work for you?
Well, I think we're going to need to take a big look at it. We need growth, but it's controlled, responsible growth is what we need. Okay, like how they ended up doing, there's different projects like out of town there, north of town, where they ended up Stonegate. They approved that. Sometimes it depends who your lobbyists are. They have no infrastructure in place. Sewer, police, fire, nothing. That's the most expensive form of development. So, and then again, on the end, it's going to cost the taxpayer money. And then they ended up also, when it came to a lot of the developers, they ended up, they used to pay like $10,000 or a $15,000 hookup fee for each sewer, and then they lowered it to $15,000 in 07 and 08 so that they could help the developers. But now that we're in a boom, so to speak, they should raise some of those fees so it's more on the backs of developers, not just citizens all the time, to where I want, don't get me wrong, I want the developers to do well, but I want the citizens to be treated fairly as well.
Okay, but you realize, according to Mike Kazmierski of EDON, mm-hmm. that we need 5,000 homes a year mm-hmm. just to keep up, yeah. and we're not even close to that.
Correct. So that's just it. That's where, kind of where the rubber meets the road, too. It's a double-edged sword. Everyone wants, okay, you got to listen to what the citizens want. Everybody wants affordable housing, but then a lot of people, not in my backyard. So you have to go out, take a census of the citizens, what their needs and wants are, and not just cater to one group or another, and you're supposed to represent the citizens, right? So you need to look at it. We do need growth, but it has to be responsible, controlled growth
but
our sewer systems can handle.
We're
going
to have to take a break,
like
but just let me make a quick point here, which is you're absolutely right in terms of the, you know, people who are elected should take care of the citizens, mm-hmm. and at the end of their term, the public gets to vote and decide whether they like where things are or not, and if they don't like where things are, those people get to be voted out. So
correct.
Your point is well made. Let's take a break, one more with Eddie Lorton when we come back.
Thank you.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both. But more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Eddie Lorton. He's running against Devin Reese for the at-large city council seat on the Reno City Council. I got a quote from your website. It says, "We must refocus our efforts to actively secure the funding and support we need to begin improving our roads, lighting, technology, and other infrastructure mm-hmm. to catch up with the whirlwind growth that Reno has recently seen."
Yes.
So where do we get that funding from?
Well, there's many ways. Like I said, we could sell off city-owned properties. We could start with a ballroom downtown. You know, that piece is worth over $65 million. It's way underutilized. Okay, so I have lots of ideas. I'll be writing them down, I'm sure. So we could either sell that piece of property, because now the Carano's going to use it for free, basically. They paid us $30,000 last year for rent on that building. There's four or five events a year. We underutilize. We could sell off these pieces.
Pay so off how would, okay, hang on. How would you utilize it?
Huh?
How would you utilize it?
Sell it or rent it to somebody on a triple net lease and make some money instead of the giveaways.
Do you see that there are buyers that are lined up?
Well,
to
you
pay?
Never know until you put it and list it, right? How do you know the taste for the market until you put it out there?
But do you feel that there is a market for that property?
Absolutely.
And you think that you could get $65 million for it?
Well, that's the going rate, but we'd see and negotiate from there. I know it beats $30,000 a year on rent. Or sometimes nothing. So we need to look at these things. How about how a while back before in the other regime, they ended up giving, you know where the Automobile Museum is, for
mm-hmm.
instance?
Correct.
Well, right next door, that piece was appraised at like $1 million on the bare piece of ground there. And they ended up at that point in time, they ended up giving it to some guy that was supposed to do a Porsche museum or something like that. He hasn't done anything. It's been sitting there. So that's why you need to do deed restrictions on certain pieces the city does these giveaways on, and a timeline to where if they don't perform, the city takes it back. Because I'm representing the citizens here. I want to make the most out of their money. So at those times, you could take these properties back and then utilize them if these people aren't going to do nothing with it. And I'm not one for the giveaways anyway. That's the tax dollar of the citizen.
Are you prepared to debate Devin Reese on the program?
Oh, I would rather do it in front of the Gazette Journal in the whole town. I would love that.
Well, this program is available to anybody who wants to watch it, so it would be in front of the Gazette Journal and the whole town. So,
mm-hmm. Well, there's going to be.
Are you willing to do that?
You know, there's four of us right now, right?
That's fine. I mean, I got plenty of seats here.
When the time is right, we'll do it.
Okay, so that's a yes.
That when the time is right, we'll do it.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Ed Lorton, thank you for a spirited conversation.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye catches its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com. As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. Tollsdevelopment.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions, and all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.